Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning! Happy Saturday! Happy NYE! It's New Year's Eve, the last day of 2011. Thank you so much for spending just, if not 30, 40 minutes of your time with me this morning. A few minutes. Okay? Thank you so much, and thank you so much for the happy New Year wishes also that I've been getting different ways, Facebook, Twitter, emails, messages, text messages, on my blogtalkradio.com profile, messages. We send inbox messages also. So that's why it's so important for you to create a listener profile so you can communicate internally, you know, with all the blogtalkradio.com hosts and so on. And by the way, you are tuned in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. And I talked with my friend, Crazy Rich Roughneck, yesterday morning, and he is doing so much better. And he thanked everyone for their prayers. He had been experiencing very bad headaches, and his eyes had been bothering him and so on. And Reggie Roughneck, if you aren't Facebook friends with him, you can friend him at Reggie Ruffin. That's where the Roughneck come from, because he is a Roughneck and his last name Ruffin. He's related to the late David Ruffin somehow. David Ruffin is a native Mississippian, and Reggie Roughneck, even though he's been living in the Dallas Fort Worth area for many, many years, probably since we graduated, he is a native of Jackson, Mississippi. But Reg is doing so much better, and when he returns and talk about relationships and sports and so on, he wants to talk about Tim Tebow. So yesterday we were talking, and he was like, okay, he said, I want to talk about Tim Tebow. And so I'm just letting some of you all, Tim Tebow, supporters and non-supporters, that Reg Roughneck has a lot to get off of his chest regarding Tim Tebow. I've always been a big supporter of Tim Tebow, but, you know, Reg, that's a topic that Reg wants to talk about, Tim Tebow. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like Dwight Howard or somebody, but he was like, I'm talking about Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, and not the Tebowing, because that's something that amazes me also, how that has just taken a life of its own, squatting down, praying, and so on. I heard a report last week where some kids have been getting in trouble at school because they've been stopping, like, in between classes, T-boying. But I just want to let you all know, because you all might have been concerned, but I know many of you do, other Facebook friends with Rich Roughneck, stay in contact with him because he's always talking about something's hot in his personal life or pertaining to what's going on in the news, especially sports. But thank you so much. So it is important also to kick it off. This is the last day of the year, and we want to see the new year. So I want to thank everyone that wished me to be careful and Happy New Year again. But I pray for everyone to be very safe out there, and I always have a native driver, and there are numbers where you can call, and all of the numbers that you can call to, well, I'm getting tongue-tied, but I'm just concerned for people to be careful out there. And you know, you have to watch out for yourself, but you have to watch out for the next vehicle. You know, you have to be concerned about what's going on in the next person's mind, or if they're tipsy or drunk or whatever. You know, I started drinking at age 7, and I don't drink much now. Last night I sipped on a Smirnoff, like a malt mixed drink, a screwdriver. But I had not drink anything in ages. But I love, you know, champagne and Zinfandels, and I love beer. But one thing about it, what I said, I started drinking at an early age, and some people said, what? But yeah, my uncles used to make home brew beer and wine. My uncle just retired from making home brew beer and wines, just like 4 years ago when my late aunt became very ill and so on, and in his health. But his wine is like the greatest. So I didn't start drinking like in a bad way. It was, you know, just always in a moderate amount. And I've always considered a little wine being healthy. And but that's what I'm saying is, regardless, and if you're not drinking and you see your friends are drinking, say, hey, let me drive and take you home. Or say, hey, you can crash at my place, or call a cab, or, you know, call these companies that are providing free rides and so on. I will post information and tweet information out, contact numbers, because there's like a national number that people can call, and then they'll connect you with someone local that will assist you in getting home safely instead of you getting behind the wheel tipsy, or getting behind the wheel with someone else that's tipsy. Because I don't get in the car with friends that are drunk or tipsy, you know, really. But what I was saying is I started drinking at a young age, and one thing about it, never drive drunk, never get in a car with another friend drunk, you know, and be aware of your surroundings and so on, and be careful who you drink around also. And also, you know, to not only over drinking, but need to be careful. Don't leave your drinks unprotected, you know, because it's sad to think about it and sad to say, but people do drop things in people's drinks. I know I have friends now that minds are messed up because of things like that. Somebody dropped Mickey's or whatever in their drinks and just mess their minds up big time. So, you know, do not, if you leave a drink, do not drink that drink, honestly. You know, it's a gamble. Maybe nothing will happen to it, or maybe, you never know, you might become drunker than you think. And then what's that date rape drug? You know, stuff like that happens. So just, you know, have fun, but be safe. I plan on going to church tonight. You know, after my 2-week bout with this terrible cold and flu, if I'm not here watching Dick Clark's Lightning Party with Ryan Seacrest online, I definitely need to be in church. And I'm going to the Cathedral A&E Zion Church here in North Jackson. I mean, last year was a blast, and in the past years, it's always a blast, a super blessing, and just a amazing praise party on New Year's Eve at Cathedral in Zion. But happy Kwanzaa also, because this is the next to last day of Kwanzaa. And today is Kumba. And it's the day that means creativity. And those that are really celebrating full-fledged, it's the big night of gift-giving and so on. And tomorrow will be Imani, the day of faith. That's the day to meditate, you know, and to chill. So happy Kwanzaa and so on. And we're getting our minds right. But most of my listeners have their minds right, okay? And I'm just going all off from my notes. I'm just ad-libbing because I'm just so excited about 2012. I mean, this is like literally right here standing in front of our faces. And 2011 wasn't bad. I'm glad it wasn't bad because I'm here alive. So I'm blessed and glad to and pray to see midnight tonight. I have community news in my Jackson area before I really go on to talking about New Year's stuff. Last year I congratulated our new sheriff. He's not sheriff elect anymore. He's now our new sheriff. Sheriff Tyrone Lewis, I've known him forever and ever. He attended Lanier the same time my late brother Christopher White attended Lanier. He and our assistant Chief Lee Vance, they all was at Lanier together. And he was inaugurated Thursday. I thought it was Friday. It was Friday. The inaugural prayer breakfast would be on Monday, and the inaugural ball would be on Friday. But I just want to give people, because the ball is an invite-only event. I did get an invite, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to make it to the ball. And our governor's inauguration is on January the 10th. But the inaugural prayer breakfast is going to be scheduled for Monday, January the 2nd, at Stronger Hope Missionary Baptist Church in North Jackson. The sheriff of Hinds County and other dignitaries will gather with leaders from across the county. The county is Hinds County. Men, women, and children will come from all parts of Hinds County, joining together with their fellow elected officials, business leaders, pastors, and visiting dignitaries to honor and pray for a successful starting career of Sheriff Tyrone Lewis. And like I said, it's a history-making deal because he is the first African-American county sheriff, Hinds County Sheriff. And so it's amazing. Very, very, very. And in the early 50s also, so that's great too. He's young. You know, really great thing. And you can call in to listen, 714-409-0614. But I want to mention, before the show ends, I'm going to shout out a few invites that I have received from around the country. And at the end of the show, the last show, I did shout out my friends overseas. So I want to shout out my friends in Europe, in Dubai, in Australia, in Japan, just all over the world. Thank you for so much love. Thank you for checking me out, checking out Culture Shock Entertainment. Thank you for your support. 2012, the delivery of the show it is and will definitely improve, and I thank you for the encouragement, because like I said, you know, the show premiered on March 21st, and I was just amazed and overwhelmed with the response and the listenership and the view listenership that Culture Shock Entertainment Reports receives, and also just, you know, the overall support and feedback and the amazing news and information and videos that all of my blogtalkradio.com listeners and online friends share with me. And so I'm looking forward to 2012 being a blast. Looking forward to talking with many of you, and also those of you that are interested in being a guest co-host and just going forward. And like I told you on the last show, I do believe I'm going to try out doing the two-hour show, which is called Premium. You can do different levels of Blog Talk Radio shows. And, like, this show, because I was like, okay, a 30-minute show would be cool. And I hope the show would be a success and kick off pretty good. And then I just was amazed with the listenership. And then you all know I increased the days because of the 30 minutes. Wow, really, I can only touch base. And tweet out and provide information on my Facebook pages and Twitter and LinkedIn and my other social networking pages to elaborate more on the topics that we talk about or the stories that we're trying to keep track of. And so I just want to thank you for that. And so the blogtalkradio.com staff, like to encourage us to increase our hours or get, you know, especially those of us that have successful shows, to get the premium shows or the pro premium at different levels, like I said before. And so in February, I think I'm going to try it out on a trial basis. And you, we can communicate via Skype, and I can schedule my shows during prime time. And I have my, like, own, like, banner, like, some of those of you that have listener profiles and see the other shows that are, like, 2 hours and 3 hours, you know, they have their special banners and so on. So try it out. And, you know, if it's, the response is good, I guess I'll stick to a two-hour format. And since I can schedule shows during prime time, probably change. But I love early morning. Early morning is just cool. I grew up loving early morning shows and late night shows. And so early morning, because if you recall, when I first started the show, I had decided to host the show on Mondays and Thursdays. Monday mornings and Monday evenings and Thursday late night. That's when my friend Big Mike, and Big Mike is doing pretty good also, and, you know, he's in the Dallas Fort Worth area. Remember when I first kicked it off, my friend Mike would guest co-host sometimes. And so I just want to thank you. It's been amazing. So just look forward. I asked my mother the other day, I said, do you think I can get an interview with O.J. Simpson? And for my blogtalkradio.com show and also for my Bleacher Report stories. And my mother was like, yeah, you probably can. And so, you know, I hope that I can get an interview with many, many, many others. I have always shared that with you all. Many people have contacted me to be scheduled for interviews in 2012. So, you know, I'm excited. So I just want to thank you all. But I'm just going on and on. I have, like, notes galore and stories I need to talk about. And the time is going by because I think we have about 13 more minutes for before the show is scheduled to end. So I probably will have to go overtime because I definitely want to recognize a few of the invites that I have received from different parts. I've received several invites from all over the country. And there are a few that I'd just like to recognize. And if you're in those areas, maybe go and celebrate at these events. And they're pretty economically priced also. So, you know, it'd be good. But some of you all just went, hey, splurge. You got it, splurge. But, again, my call-in number to listen is 714-409-0614. I don't have my switchboard up. But in a week, you'll be able to chat with me, and we'll be receiving phone calls. And I believe Richard Ruffnick want to talk to you all about Tim Tebow. But we definitely are going to talk, full blast, going to talk a lot about, you know, I keep saying, you know, get our minds right, but then those of you that have your minds right, I consider my mind being right. Let's keep our minds right. Those that need to get your minds right for your resolutions and goals setting and just for the new year, get your mind right. You know, be calm and chilled and just say, okay, I believe and I'm going to do, going to make things happen, you know. And Stan Branson, PD at WKXI last night said during his program, he said his New Year's resolution is to not make any resolutions. So shout out to those that are not making any resolutions, because that is a resolution. I'm not going to make any resolutions. Just go with the flow and do what you do. That's right. But I ran across a story the other day before I get into the events and parties and other little stuff. I ran across an article because I am for women who are petite. And I am in that category. And, you know, you all know my resolution and my goal, and it could be, is to just live healthier and be healthier and to manage my weight properly and to lose weight. I mentioned last week that I need to that I had visited the Jenny Craig website, Mariah Carey program. I was doing my research, and the Mariah Carey ad popped up. So I went ahead and visited that website, and I love Jillian Michaels. So a lot of us, men, women, and kids, are focusing on just, okay, new year, new story, let's live healthier. And so that's something that's always important to me. Even when from childhood, from being sticked in, living healthy and managing weight properly has always been important. You know, I still desperately want to gain weight, but now I need to manage my weight and lose weight. And I ran across this article called 5 Weight Loss Tips for Every Petite Woman. And I know there are a lot of every size women and tall women, but there are a lot of petite women, just like there are a lot of petite men. So I just want to share some info from this article. It's from ABC News, an author that had appeared on Good Morning America recently, so some of you all probably have seen it. But it starts off with, the new year brings new resolutions to slim down and shape up. But if you are one of the 50% of women in the U.S. classified as petite, 5'4 or under, I'm under 5'4. I'm 5'2 and a half. I rounded off to 5'3. And you face unique challenges when trying to lose weight. Fitness expert Jim Karras wrote his new book, and I have to read this book, and maybe I could get him on the show also, The Petite Advantage Diet, to help shorter women left wondering in frustration, why regular diets don't work for them as they watch their taller friends drop the pounds. And like I said, he had appeared on Good Morning America recently and shared top diet and exercise tips for petite women. And the number one tip that he shared was allow yourself carbs. People forget that carbs are not just breads and pasta, but items like fruits and veggies too. And he states that healthy carbs, especially those of high water content, are needed to help people stay full and lean in the midsection. And two, watch the small stuff. And meaning small stuff, petite women need to take in lower calories daily than taller women. You know, sometimes when we follow the average diet, we go by what calories intake should be, and we should take maybe a lesser. And three, eat high-calorie and high-fat foods sparingly. Petite women should watch out for three foods in particular, Karis states and points out, because of hidden high calories. I said hidden because these are things that we probably don't assume that have a lot of calories in them. Oil, you know, certain oils you think are healthy and not fattening, avocados and juice. And four, swap your meals. Meaning a lot of people like to like their breakfast to be the smallest meal, lunch to be like the medium-sized meal, and dinner to be the big meal. He said it's good for petite women to flip their breakfast and their lunch, you know. And five, he shared, skip the treadmill and pick up the weights. Cardio actually causes petite women to gain weight because it increases their appetite. Instead, petite women should focus on strength training, which fulfills their cardio needs while also increasing their caloric burn, enhancing their posture, and strengthening and flattening their core muscles. So, you know, we have to watch out, petite ladies. So pick up that book. I'm definitely going to read the book and follow the advice, too, looks like. And also, again, right, last week, Monday, I shared with you all that I realized that Rodney Perry Live, I love comedians, obviously, that Rodney Perry Live, you know, former co-host of the Monique Show, and just a crazy, crazy comedian. And shout out to Shane Forbes. I love him. He is just amazing and just an amazing comedian. And so he's been appearing a lot of places in Burbank area in California. So you all visit his website, Shane Forbes, and like his pages on Facebook and so on to stay informed with his performance dates and so on. But back to Rodney Perry. Last Monday I told you all that I realized that Rodney Perry has a blogtalkradio.com show also called Rodney Perry Live. Well, guess who will be his show to kick off the new year? Someone that I've been talking a lot about. My friend LB Shure. ABS. Yes, in full effect. The one and only. He will be the guest on Rodney Perry Live on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. my time, Central Standard Time. Just saying that, shout out to Carla Roper, Facebook friend of mine, and a big, 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 big supporter of LB Shure's, and you know, and just whatever, to check the show out. I don't plan to miss it. I know it's going to be just an amazing New Year's Day show, and it's an hour show, and like I said, it airs at 2 p.m., and I believe the lines will be open where you can call in and actually speak with Rodney Perry and Mr. Sexy himself, LB Shure. And so on. So, okay. So I'll stop right now before I just go on and on and on and on. There was something else that I wanted to talk about. You know, sometimes we talk about MySpace. Well, I received an email from MySpace recently. And have you all, so if you have a music page, I have multiple MySpace pages. And my music page, you know, they emailed me regarding my music page, and I do need to upload some music, or you know, at least some spoken word. That now All artists on MySpace now have their own radio station. If your music catalog isn't available on MySpace, make sure you upload your music today. And my radio link for my music page is myspace.com, Purple Bazaar Love Fest, /radio. But if you haven't visited your music page, visit it and check your emails and find out more about the radio station, the radio player is now part of your page. And I will stop live streaming in about 89 seconds. So I'm going to continue the show for about 10 more minutes because I want to shout out a few parties that I've received invites from in the Dallas area and in the L.A. area. And like I said, I think Austin is even performing at a New Year's Eve event at the Sarah's Club in New York. So Austin Brown is partying. So shout out to everybody who will be partying with Austin. And Austin's hitting the road in 2012. I predicted and told you all this, 2012 is going to be the year for Austin. Austin is something. If you don't know who Austin Brown is, you better find out. Visit his website also, austinbrown.com. But I need to, what's up, Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in. And just be careful. I want to see you next year, tomorrow. I want to see you next year. The show will air again on Monday at 5:30 live, and it will be 2012. So if you're not sticking with me, because the live stream will discontinue soon, call and listen, 714-409-0614. I'm going to talk about the local New Year's Eve parties in Jackson and also a few New Year's Eve parties across the country in Dallas and in L.A. Okay, so thank you so much and Happy New Year and be good and just cheers. Love you and be good. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Okay. The show has stopped live streaming, but I can, if you are listening by phone or if you check out my profile at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Beth, then you can listen to the show in its entirety. And a party that I always, if you're not a part of this group and you're in the Dallas area or you visit Dallas on Facebook, you should definitely be a part of Super Bowl parties in Dallas. They definitely, parties. They keep you informed regarding parties all over the Dallas Metroplex area. And tonight is a big party at the Trinity Sky Lounge. And it's on the 48th floor of the Thanksgiving Tower. And it is located on 1601 Am Street in Dallas, Texas. Visit the website at DallasUpscaleEvents.TicketsLeap.com. I believe it's $25. But visit that website and you get all the information if you are going alone or as a couple. And tables and reservations and so on. And they want you to dress to impress, most definitely. So visit their website. And if you're on Facebook, like their page and join their page and just, you know, check out their info. I mean, it's a great, great Facebook group that I've been a part of for a long time, and they definitely keep you informed. And also assist you with cutting through that, you know, red tape also. And another party that these guys always put me on their list. As soon as I get to LA, I will not miss one of their parties. So their parties are so neat. Shout out to Deshaun Cabeza and Kevin Rouse, and usually actor Brian White has a part of with parties with these guys, and the parties seem like they're so awesome. But they're having the Elegant New Year's Eve by the sea. And see, anybody who knows me knows I love the beach. I love the sea. Ever since I was a little girl, I was talking to my mom last week because we're in Jackson City and we're not far from New Orleans. And so the only picture that I have of myself is with my both my parents, my biological parents, because they split when I was one now. So this is a picture that was actually taken probably a few months before they split. And we were in New Orleans by on the beach. And for some reason, I guess I like water, lakes. Cause here in Mississippi, we have lakes everywhere, lakes galore. Just something about water. I like the smell and just the fresh, clean air. And so their parties are always, back to Deshaun Gabisa's parties, their parties are always like on the sea or on boats or something. But the Elegant New Year's Eve by the Sea party, and it's located on 179 North Harbor Drive, Redondo Beach, California, 90277. Visit their website at New Year's by the Sea, redondo-beach.eventbrite.com. And it's going to be like dining and socializing from like 7:30 to 9:30. And then they say they're going to turn it up, and then the party is really going to start to celebrate the arrival of the new year. And then another thing, you all know how much I love Dallas. And shout out to all the Miami invites and Atlanta invites and all the other invites that I've been receiving. You all see the show just 30 minutes. And New York Eve party with Easton Corbin at the Cowboys Arlington. You all know I had to stick that in. 2540 East Abrams Street. Visit their website, cowboysdancehall.inticketing.com/event. Okay? And I'm going to do a quick rundown of events happening in my area, capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. And you all know we have casinos galore in Mississippi, not in the capital, but in Biloxi, Vicksburg, Tunica, Philadelphia, on the reservation. December 31st, today, New Year's Eve, Underground 119. I'm getting this information from Jackson Free Press. Underground 119, New Year's Eve bash with Fearless Four, the Martini Room at the Regency. Now, Martini Room, that's, they always have, seem like, great, great events. New Year's Eve Affair, DJ Finesse will be the DJ, and he's DJ at 99 Jams, and also he's usually at Freelance here in Jackson, and so that's a neat event. Hot Shots and Byron, Dueling Hall, New Year's Eve party with the Cracker Jacks, Pop Saloon, Hillbilly Deluxe. Remember, you all, we're in Mississippi. King Edward Hotel, which is a Hilton Garden Inn. King Edward Hotel is the hotel that was renovated after so many years. It's been an eyesore in downtown Jackson. But it's very historical, so I've always loved researching it. But you know what? I have yet visited it. I need to spend a week in there to just write my fingers off and to tap on my laptop. New Year's Eve celebration with Patrick Harkins Band. Finnegan's Bailey Brothers. Martin's New Year Eve blowout with Space Wolf and Friends. Club Magoo's, a party with Evelle. Reed Pierce's, some of my friends perform at that place. The Colonels. Old Tavern, a party with the Hawaiian Vacation Giveaway with Furos and AJC and the Envelope Pushers. Last Call, the Chick Bang Theory. That is an all-girl band. I would like to check them out. I'm Facebook friends with those ladies. So they must be awesome. The Met Grill. This is like the big talk of the town. Eddie Cotton and Grady Champion. That's a blues event. And Sweet 106, an event called Uncorked. And Mint and a cocktail party in the Jackson Hilton, one in North Jackson, Ridgeland, but on the Jackson side. New Year's Eve party with Chris Gill and the Soul Shakers. So everyone just have fun. Oh, and F. Jones Corner, there's an event, New Year's Eve bash with the Sherman Lee Dillon and the Mississippi Sound, free champagne at midnight. If I'm not mistaken, that's on Mill Street. You all know I don't get out much. I will. 2012, I wrote on my Facebook page that I'm going through like socialite flashbacks Because my social life has been like non-existent, but that's a New Year's resolution of mine in 2012 to upgrade my social life and to resume traveling. I'm still legally married, and I'm looking forward to becoming legally single this year. So it's like when my marriage failed, it seemed like I don't know what happened. Stopped a lot of things. But the past decade has been like a learning experience for me, a very humbling experience. And I've been very I'm very focused and just feel, you know, very confident and optimistic about things. Not that I have not always been like that, because I have. My esteem has always been good, but just something that happened, like when my second marriage failed, and I stopped traveling, I stopped doing a lot of things, it doesn't stop being a socialite. So I'm upgrading my social life this year, and I'm looking forward. I'm very optimistic to generally the entire year for everybody, for the world, personally and professionally, looking forward to a great, great year. And remember, in about a week, I'm going to do another Getting to Know Me show. And a lot of you love it when I do that, because I get a lot of questions. Yeah, I do. And so I said a couple of weeks ago I want to talk about, you know, my perspective on love and relationships and sex and my preference. And like I said before, my preferences are guys. And I was naturally born heterosexual, so I'm naturally romantically and sexually attracted to guys. But I look at the beauty in all people, and I appreciate the beauty of all people, and so on. So I'll talk more about that and another later on. But people do ask questions from kids to adults. You know, so they want to know things. So I don't mind talking about things and sharing information. But Coach Shark Entertainment reports about entertainment and lifestyle. And I'm not the focal point. It's entertainment and lifestyle issues and stories that are the focal point. Things that make us talk and make us go, because there's been a lot of things going on in entertainment news. I'm just shocked that one of my favorite couples, Russell Brand and Katy Perry, are headed to Splitsville. I hope they can reconcile. Really, if it can be reconciled. You know, but if you're happy you're going your separate ways, then, you know, I'm happy for you there too. But if they can work things out, I hope so, if they can. But it's been a lot. I'm still on Baby Alert with Beyonce and Jay-Z. I can't wait to hear that news. But just thank you so much. I'm leaving something out. But I don't want to go on rambling, and I'm just excited about the new year, and I know you're excited, and I don't want to get cut off, because you all know when I extend that 10-minute time, extra 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I get cut off in mid-sentence. So, again, I wish everyone a happy, happy new year. Shout-out to Arvon, Cosmetics, whom I had signed with before, Mark Girl of the Arbonne Home Team Communications have been sending me like emails galore regarding other products and specials and special events and the different training for the Arbonne independent consultants and so on. I still remain LinkedIn connections with the young lady who had signed me up in 2009. And we had first became friends when we were Facebook friends, but the Arbonne Home Team Communication Office has, you know, been keeping me informed about what's going on with the company and products and so on. And of course, shout out to all the Mark girls. I've been having a blast overnight communicating and talking with the Mark community. I have two Facebook pages. I have my Facebook page, my original page, Miss Beth Nelson, which, you know, is connected to the show. And if you're really into beauty and fashion and entertainment and music and love Mark, I want to become a Mark girl or host Mark parties, friend me at Beth Mark Girl Rep. But if you, I recommend create a listener profile for blogtalkradio.com so you can interact with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and other shows like the Rodney Perry Live and Sexy India, I think she's returning on Tuesday. I received an email from the Wendy Williams show. Her show is returning on Tuesday, and she's going to have, like, super guests galore. And I received an email from TV One where their Unsung will return on Monday, and I've been hearing the advertisement also. And Monday's show would be about Vesta. And, wow, I'm still saddened and shocked regarding her death. And I want to shout out her family also, because I was on hiatus or whatever. I had received a nice thank you card from her family, because I had sent a card to the church, to her church where they had the funeral. And her family was so kind to send a thank you card to me, because Vesta and I, she and I kept in touch. I had received like a Facebook message from her like in August, like late August. And I was looking forward to maybe, you know, having her as a guest on the show also. But, wow, it's just amazing. And I really had fun networking with her. So, and I love her music. So that Unsung, all the Unsungs are good, but they're going to premiere the Unsungs with Spotlight on Vesta Williams. And I don't know if they've aired about that Bobby Womack. Bobby Womack is in the future also. So that should be cool. But, again, have a happy new year. I'm just talking like we just sitting at the table this morning, talking over stuff. Well, it's not morning everywhere. And it might be New Year's Day some places across the world. I need to look at this at the worldwide time zones and so on. But, again, I really appreciate you. And same time on Monday at 5:30 a.m. Central Time. And we'll pretty much talk about New Year's resolutions and setting goals. And we'll then return